For 12 months now, healthcare workers have confronted the coronavirus pandemic head-on. A national investigation by the Guardian newspaper found more than 3,500 healthcare workers have died fighting COVID-19. Like everybody else, masking has become second nature. Dr. Jennifer Ravello is the chief of critical care medicine at Lehigh Valley Health Network.
Like everybody else, masking has become second nature. I feel like I'm masking under my seat. I have masks in my purse, masks in my bag. So definitely a whole bunch of masks.
Dr. Ravello says the last year has taken a serious toll on her professional life and her personal life.
Before, I would come home and have my kids hug me. And now I have to follow the policy of, okay, I'm going to leave all of my work clothes in the garage, go home, shower, and have that as a different part of my day. So, you know, as much as I want the hugs from my kids and my husband, I just have to delay that a little bit every time I come home from the hospital.
Not only has the medical field felt the weight of COVID-19, but the job force as well. Pennsylvania lost 1.1 million jobs during the pandemic, although half of them have since been regained. Mike Dobkins of PA CareerLink says they've had a drastic cut in the number of people they can help with career services in their Allentown office.
We would typically, pre-COVID, 150 to 200 people a day coming through our office, if not more. And now we're down to about 20 appointments a day.
With more people struggling under financial pressure during the pandemic, Brianna McGonigal from Nazareth-based Second Harvest Food Bank is seeing more people across the board who need help feeding their families.
We've been stretched pretty thin. Stretching to meet the increased need has had a toll on our staffing, on our budget to acquire, to purchase food, and our costs to get the food out the door. It has impacted us greatly.
Pennsylvanians will continue to feel the effects of the past year for some time, but Dr. Luther Rhodes, who studied infectious diseases for several decades, does see some bright spots that he calls scientific breakthroughs.
I would never have predicted a few years ago that we would come out with a vaccine for a new virus in a matter of months. So that sort of takes the sharp edge, if you will, off the obviously it's personally, professionally, family-wise, every other way.
To date, the Pennsylvania Department of Health says more than 3 million people have been vaccinated against COVID-19 across the state. Brittany Sweeney, WLVR News.